Let's catch up with Greater Northern Raiders women's coach Darren Simmons. Morning, Darren.
G'day, Darren. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, very well, thank you. So your team into another T20 Grand Final.
We have, yes, which is really exciting for our young group because we had a little bit of turnover of players from last season till this season. And we've, you know, as I said before, I think when we last spoke, we've had to ask our young players to really step up and play some key roles. And, you know, I think we've built really nicely over the last part of the T20 season. I think we've won four of our last five games. So, yeah, really, really pleasing.
Yeah, so you play North Hobart on Sunday, right?
That's right, mate, down at the TCA ground. A little bit. We're going to do a little bit of an extra lane this weekend because it's not until 12 o'clock the game start.
Right. OK, so now I'm finding it hard to find teams lists on the cricket apps this year. The My Cricket app and Play HQ, and I haven't had a look at your team. So so have we got any North West girls that will be playing in the final?
We certainly have. We've got four North West players playing in the final. Montana Bradley, Hannah May Gore, Kate Chaplin and Maddie Clark.
Right. Okay, so a bit of a, well, it's so the Raiders have been in, how long have the women been in the competition now? Well, four seasons?
That's correct, yeah. And this is the third season under the Cricket Tas Premier League women when they went from the transformation from year one to year two.
Yeah.
So this is our fourth season competing in the competition.
Right, and in that short time, you've developed a bit of a rivalry with North Hobart, haven't you?
Yes, we have. They've got a really good side, and obviously at times get boosted by some particularly good first-class players and players have played at higher honours with Australia, etc. So it's always a good challenge. But apart from that too, they've got a really good crop of players, good group of young players between sort of 18 and 20 as well, which, you know, lead the way for them. So, yeah, you know, we've had some good battles and, you know, they've come out on top in a couple of grand finals. So, you know, we're looking to reverse that at some stage.
So who are the Australian players they've got? Nicola Carey?
Yeah, well, Nick, I'm pretty sure Nick Carey won't play this game. I think she's off to India the Australian team. I think they fly out on Saturday, I believe.
Right.
So we won't have to worry about her. Lise Villani's played for Australia. Very, very good cricketer, current captain of the Hurricanes and the Tigers. Molly Strano is a terrific, terrific player. Obviously, I think she's took the most WBBL wickets. And we've also got Naomi Stellenberg as well. So, yeah, I think there might be a little bit of doubt on Molly Strano, though. I believe she has a bit of a wrist injury at the moment. So we'll just have to wait and see when their team comes out what they do look like. But, look, we also welcome back to our side our two leaders in Sash Maloney. He's had a terrific season with the Melbourne Stars, particularly with the ball, and took her bowling, I think, to a new level. And Emma Mannix-Jeeves, who's back with us as well after, I think she's pretty keen to get out in the middle because she only played some couple of games with the Hurricanes in the tournament.
Mm. All right, well, let's hope you get a win there. That'd be terrific. And so the weather forecast down there for Sunday, have you had a look yet?
I certainly have. I think it's... Yeah, always looking forward, Darren, to check out things. But I think, look, it looks a pretty good day. I think 22 degrees or something for the day. Fine weather. There's a little bit of rain potentially about, I think, Monday. But I think Sunday is looking good for us. So, let's hope the weather stays good and we get a really good game of cricket in and have a crack at North Hobart.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for having a yarn. Good luck.
No worries, mate. Cheers.